charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. About my fantastic experience, and Jeff Jones, well, he's working right now, so so he is MIA with the JEF, so we'll put some good little juju out there for his little working spirit. So where do we start? Okay, so I was going on a retreat to Montana. It was going to be a business kind of meetup where entrepreneurs came out and we met up, and I really wasn't sure. I didn't have an expectation, so that's how I knew my expectation would be met, because I didn't really have anything, right? Which is kind of the best, because then it just kind of works out, right? So what you'll find in this episode is actually, we should have called the whole retreat not a coincidence. That's exactly how I felt about it. Everything that happened, not a coincidence. Okay, so I had 3 flights to get there, and before we get to the retreat, we started a group, so a little Facebook Messenger group where there were 6 of us meeting, so there would be 7 of us total there, and we're coming from all over. So Evelyn's from New York, Daria's from Nebraska, Kyle is from effing Ohio, so I called him effing Kyle. And then Marshall lives out in Montana, so he was hosting it. And then Jen came from South Carolina with Joe Joe must be out that way too, because they had the same flight. And then I was coming from Tennessee. So some of us had a few flights to get there. So I had 3 connection flights to get there, or I could have drove for 34 hours. I opted for the flights. Yes, thank you. And so I fly from Tri-Cities to Atlanta, Atlanta to Salt Lake City. And while I'm in Salt Lake City, Daria, he posted that he was at the airport ready to fly to Kalispell, Montana. And so did Kyle. Well, Kyle was already in the gate, so he didn't want to meet up. Well, he was busy, but I told Daria, hey, I'm over at the coffee shop. So you know when there's 600 people in a spot and you can't make eye contact with just anybody, or you have to like latch onto one person, then you look like a stalker because you're watching them the whole way? Well, there was just so many people crisscrossing on both sides of the airport that I really didn't see anybody. I couldn't even focus. It could have been lack of sleep. It could have been I was jet lagged. It could have been a whole lot of things. And so all of a sudden, I tell Daria that I'm in the coffee shop and I see this little nugget running from where the gate was. And I was like, look at this cute little nugget. And he was the one that I had latched onto, and he started waving at me. And I was like, oh, shoot, he's with me. And so it was funny because he bebopped on over. We chit-chat for about 2 minutes, but really I think it was more like 30. Oops. And we're like, Kyle, come over here. Effing Kyle. Well, Kyle was on the plane. He was doing his adulting and he got on the plane. So that meant we were late. We were late for the plane. So we start running. I mean, we pack everything up and we are running to the plane. We were the last ones on. Now, normally, when just thinking about it. Normally on a plane, I don't know about you, I feel like I want my bag with me. I want my bag close so I can get it. And it's not a control thing. I just, I don't know. I feel like I need to have it close to me so I don't lose it. I don't want somebody else to snatch it. Well, I didn't put that energy out there, and I just stayed confident that I was going to get a space, my seat would be fine, and we'd be good to go. So last one on the plane, of course, everybody's looking at you. And so I see Kyle, I squeeze his arm as I walk by, and then I'm going down the aisle of the airplane. It's full. And I see these two fun ladies, and you could tell they were looking at me, but they didn't want to look at me because I had counted ahead where the seat was. And I could tell, like, I was in their aisle against the window. And so I start waving at them like, hey, I'm going to be in your aisle. And they were like, are you here? Are you here with us? And so, yes, I'm here with you. So they let, you know, they move. They let me in at the window. And then the middle lady, they're both so cute. Two little blonde haired ladies. And I say so cute. Now, I don't know how you are on an airplane. When we got on, we just, from the minute we all met, we could not stop talking and laughing. It was like I had met my friends on the airplane that I hadn't seen in forever, even though I had never met them before. Now, the other two flights, I just, you know, was quiet and slept and laughed and listened to my book and anything else. So I don't talk on the plane the whole time. You know, I know you would think that, but I really don't. And so Carol is next to me. Carol, I'm pretty sure with the K. Then Beth is on the aisle. And Carol says to me, gosh, we were kind of hoping you didn't show up because I wanted to see out the window. A lot of people don't put the window up, the shade up, which seems to be kind of a thing. Like, do you sit on the window seat or the aisle? And if you're on the window seat, do you put the shade up or down? Well, I like to see what's going on out there. Like, I love the sun. I want to see where we're going. And so I flip it up, and she's all happy. It's good to go. So we laugh, and we're hooting and hollering the whole time. And then we start talking about how we make things happen. So manifesting, which it was probably, like, side note, it was probably Carol's fault that I was late for the plane because she was making me not show up. Yeah, so we'll put that on her. Okay. So Carol says that she's married for the second time, super cute, and her husband now says, you know, she talks too much, which is funny because it's talks too much unless he needs something. And so they got on an airplane flight, and during this flight, he wanted to move. He said, hey, Carol, why don't you ask if we can move to first class? And Carol said, okay. So she calls the flight attendant over, asks the lady checks, they get everything switched, and they move right to the front row of the airplane. She's super excited, never been in first class before. And so Carol now has to go to the restroom. So super side note, the conversation started because I said, I have never, in all the flying in my life, I have never used an airplane bathroom, never. I won't. I'll hold it. I'll have to, I don't want to manifest a UTI, but I am not going in there. I'm not having it go down and then nobody knows I'm there and I bite it in the crapper. So I don't go in there, which is silly. Cause normally I would be like, what, why, that's silly. Just go to the bathroom. No, thanks. I'll hold it. So Carol goes to the bathroom, first class. She's excited. Her husband's, you know, living his dream life over there. And there's not a lot of room in there from what I hear. Of course, it's like being in a closet. So she puts she had just pulled her pants down to go and didn't look, sits down and just starts going. Well, the lid was down. The lid was down. So now she's just peeing all over Carol. Carol is peeing on the lid. And she's peeing on the lid. It's going on the floor. I know it's disgusting, but she thought she was going to get evicted from first class. She thought the urine was going to run out of the underneath on the carpet. Oh my gosh. So the lesson there was really to, you know, take a look at your surroundings, know what's happening, and pay attention, right? Oh, or bring a diaper. Hello. Then Oh my gosh. Oh man. So after the retreat, we were so the retreat was amazing. We get there, we meet everybody. You know, it's like we had all known each other the whole time. The whole weekend was so phenomenal, and the exercises that we did were literally life-changing. So there were some things that we did. You know, we wrote letters to ourselves. We we carried rocks up the mountain in a box. And the point was for us to be able to ask for help when we needed help. Why do we just keep carrying these things around, right? Put stuff down. Stop picking the same crap up from yesterday, from 10 years ago, from 15 years ago. You can leave it. We can leave it. It's a new day. And we grab our boxes, head up the mountain, and the point was you have to ask for help. Now, it was hard for some people because some people, it's really hard to ask for help, even when you're there supporting them. The thing is, you have to give that person that space for them to ask for the help. And by space, I mean, you don't have to keep coming at them like, do you need help? Do you need help? Do you need help? Because you're taking the decision away from them. Allow just be there for them. And then when they need that space to enter into that space, they'll step into it and they'll ask for help. It was hard for some of the people in the group to ask for help, even though we were all there to help each other and we knew it. So we get up to the top of the mountain and we read our letters that we wrote to ourselves. And as other people are reading the letters, I can't even process the scenery because it's so gorgeous. It literally looks like a fake Zoom background where you're like, oh, that's fake. Like, I don't know if my mind just couldn't process it, but literally everything was so beautiful. It literally, like, I was crying. That's how beautiful it was. And so at the top of the mountain, everybody's reading their letter. It's an amazing experience. And I can hear some rustling down in the bottom. So we're at the, we weren't really at the top of the mountain. We were on the side of it. And so there's rustling back here. So I keep looking and there's a little chipmunk back there, run around. He'd run up, he'd run back. He'd run up, he'd run back. He'd run up closer. And I thought, he's going to come up here when I start talking. So it gets to me. The point is, we're going to burn these letters. We're going to put our rocks down. We're going to pour the rocks out. We're going to leave all of this at the top of the mountain or the side of the mountain. And we can move on lighter, happier. And then we're going to jump in the lake. Yeah, 39 degrees, jump in the lake. Hold, I'll come back to that. Reading the letter. So I start, and so Marshall says, okay, Jen, go ahead. And literally the sun comes out on me like a spotlight. So I just yell out to the universe like, hey, thanks for the spotlight. And literally the chipmunk ran up the hill around to the tree that was closest to us, and there was some little meaning to that. So if you believe in like a spirit animal or anything coming up, or anytime you think of a certain animal at a certain time, you should look that up because it does. Well, I believe it has a meaning. So you should check that out. So the sun comes out on me. I can't stop laughing because I was like, thanks for the spotlight. I mean, if that wasn't a universal sign, I don't know what was. Read my letter. You know, we're all crying, we're putting stuff down, we're letting things go, and then we decide we're going to go jump in the lake. The point is, for the lake to, it's almost like a cleansing, right? I don't know why a cleansing would need to be like a 39 degree activity. Somebody just brought like a spray bottle for us. I know it wouldn't have been that transformational. I get it. But jumping in the lake, literally, I don't know. I think I guess it should be called transformational, because when you jump in the lake, your bits shrivel, and then we all came in like a diversified group. And I'm pretty sure we all left as girls, like our bodies were all female when we left, because I'm pretty sure that some bits froze off. Oh my gosh. Too much. So we get back to the car, everything's good, feel a lot lighter, and oh my gosh, just such a great time. So on the way back. Okay, so now we have finished the weekend. It's been this just spiritual transformation, healing like no other. And really, we didn't have an expectation. I mean, we knew what we were going into, what it was for. I guess the growth and the biggest message from the whole weekend that I want to share with you guys is really that we learned how to slow down to speed up. And a lot of times what happens is, in life, you know, we're busy. We're taught to be busy. And I realized, coming from this place of being busy, you're literally just spinning. And sometimes it feels like spinning out of control. And I associated this to when we were growing up. You know, we were taught to have something to show for your money, for what you're working for things like that. And so It hit me this weekend, like, oh gosh, okay, so what I really have to show for my work, my business, myself, for showing up is to really slow down, be intentional, be purposeful, and really step into the power that we have, right? It's equivalent to having an X on the ground over to the sides of you, and you're standing in the middle of it like, okay, I'm gonna run 50 feet ahead, and I'm gonna run 40 feet back, and I'm gonna keep going, and then I'm gonna run into left field. When really, if you would just stand on your X marks the spot, and if you would just stand there, guess what? Your power finds you, quiet finds you, less anxious finds you, less is more. So slow down to speed up was the message, which was so, so amazing. So after we slowed down to speed up, the weekend was over. You know, of course, it's sad isn't even the word. It's, you know, like, it's because you're on such a spiritual and like energetic high because you found like your tribe and the people that get you without even having to say anything. And, you know, the people that see you for you, like your raw, authentic self. And so Jen from South Carolina and I, we had to get a hotel room because the activities ended Sunday night and we didn't want to fly out super late Sunday night. So we go to a hotel and the hotel has free kayaking and paddleboarding. And we thought, this is amazing. Well, she walked down to the river and came back to the room and said, yeah, not a fan. So it felt kind of chemically to her. And there were these big, huge tubes, like industrial tubing over on the side. And told her we can't go there because it's probably a portal that'll suck us off into some other universe. And then guess what? We're MIA with our ASS. And so we did not go kayaking or paddleboarding. So that was okay. And though the next morning, because now we're coming down, right? We're slowing down from the retreat. Like everybody has dispersed. And Jen and I are left in the room and we can't stop laughing. Okay, so now Jen starts going through this like cleanse of like releasing everything that's happened for the weekend, and she can't stop laughing so hard. You know, when you're at like a middle school or elementary sleepover, and why is it when you're laughing and laying down, it's 100 times funnier? So she's on the floor laughing her face off, hitting the ground. People must think we're losing our mind over there because we're still at the hotel. And now we are laughing so hard that we just can't. I mean, we cannot stop. So she laughs so hard. She blows out blood vessels in her eyebrow and in her eye. It looks like she has a black eye from laughing. Oh my gosh. Talk about what the hell? Talk about releasing, right? So that was super funny. Then we get to the airport and we get to the airport. Oh, just before we get to the airport, we went to lunch one last time. So we went with F and Kyle, Marshall, Jen, and me went to lunch. I'm laughing because right before lunch, we actually went to the park to just kind of walk around. We found this park out by, now we had a few hours before the airport, and we had to be out of the hotel. That's why we were just kind of lollygagging, really. And we go to this park. We're walking down this trail. You know, we've been hiking the whole time, so the trail isn't anything, you know, it's not anything different. And we get up there, and all of a sudden, Marshall turns around, and literally, he's in flip-flops. He's got his backpack on, his little bag, his man bag, and he just starts, I mean, he peeled out. Like, he just turned around and started running back, and Jen turned around all calm, and she's like, okay, I guess we're going to lunch. So it was so funny because he saw a snake, and he was not having that. Because he doesn't like snakes. And then, you know, he showed me, like, it was like 6 inches long. I don't know. I couldn't stop laughing. He's like, that thing could have ate my face. And so, so that was super funny. Then we, after he could have had a medical emergency, or maybe, I don't know, crapped his pants or something. We went to lunch. Go to lunch, can't stop laughing because when the waitress comes up, she, you know, hey, how you doing? We are the first table in there of her day. And I tell her we're having a great time. And then Jen orders the small cob. And so I can't stop laughing because she said, I'll take the small cob. Then Marshall says, I'll take the large cob. So I don't know. Bunch of cob takers, and I couldn't stop laughing. So after the lunch, having a great time, good conversation, and then we get to the bill. So I decide I'm manifesting more money. I'm putting good energy out there. And on the $45 bill, I left a $20 tip because I was super excited for her. And she was fun. She was like, you guys are a great first table. Like, this is a great start to the day. You know, we had set the tone for her. And after leaving that $20 tip, she just kind of shimmied on off like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I thought I just got chills. That's how I want people to feel when I'm around them. Not associated to the money. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like, if you have a chance to make an impact on somebody's day, somebody's life, somebody's direction, then take advantage of that for sure. So later, I get to the airport, and guess what? We run into Carol with the K. Oh my God. So Carol with the K. So she ends up on Jen's flight back to out that way. And then Beth, I end up running into Beth at the airport, and she ends up on F and Kyle's flight. Now, my flight was the exact same flight that they were going on, but 3 hours later. So I had about 14 hours of flights to get back. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask if I can get on this flight so I can hang out with Beth and Kyle in Salt Lake City. So I go up to the attendant, and she's looking at me, and I said, would it be possible to change a flight? I've never even changed a flight, so I don't even know if it's possible, but I'm getting on this flight. I know that for sure. That's the energy I put out there. Not like a cocky intention, just the intention of, this is happening. I'm here for it. I'm with it. And she looks at me, and she said, I'm sorry. No, you should have changed that an hour ago. And I thought, okay, cool. Someone else is going to walk up here and they're going to help me. And I'm getting on this flight. So the airport clears out because they loaded the gate. F and Kyle leaves. And this other super cute little lady comes up to the ticket desk next to the crabby lady. She says, hey, sweetie, are you getting on the plane? And I said, I'm trying. And she said, well, what do you need? And I said, I'm on the exact same flight in 3 hours. Would it be possible to get on this plane? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. I said, my friends are on there. And she's like, who's your friend? And I was like, Beth. Okay, pass. I don't know Beth's last name. And then it was like, Kyle. And she's like, okay, Kyle's in row 13. He's against the window. I'll put you on the aisle. I was like, okay, sweet. I said, is there anyone in between us? Because that's going to get real uncomfortable in both of their ears. She said, no. So I get on the plane. I'm high-fiving F and Kyle because we made it. Cool, cool. So then we get to the next airport in Salt Lake City. And I thought, okay, here we go. Here we go. Making it happen again. So get to the airport, go up to the Delta desk. Delta desk is empty. The lady just walked off. People look disgusted. There's like six people waiting. Looks like she made them mad. I thought, it's okay. We're going to find the right person. We're staying positive. We're good to go. And in the meantime, I had scanned the Delta QR code to find a helper on my phone. An assistant. Assistant. Yes. So the Delta lady comes back after about 25 minutes. And have you ever felt that where you know someone is lying to your face? You know that. They are lying. So I walk right up to her and probably I'm, you know, super high energy, not even saying anything. It probably slaps her in the mouth. She didn't like it. So I said, is there any chance I have this flight? Can I change it to, there's a flight going out in 50 minutes. Can I be put on that flight? She's like, hang on, let me log in. And I was like, okay, Eeyore, it's all right. Here we go. Here we go. And she's like, I'm sorry, the flight's full and everybody's on standby. There's standby extra waiting. Oh, that's a lot of people. So I thought, okay, cool. You know what? I'll find somebody else. I'm getting on this plane. So we go to Kyle's gate, waiting with Kyle. Kyle gets, he flies out, right? He's gone. So I go down to the gate where the flight is in 55 minutes, which is now 5 minutes. And I get over there and I said, sir, super cute little gentleman, super cute. Sir, is there any way I can get on this plane? And he said, are you Jennifer McKinney? And I said, I am. He's like, we've been waiting for you. What? So I get on the plane. Guess what? I got upgraded to the middle section, which was the comfort plus something, something, which was great. Don't worry, I didn't go, it's not first class, so I didn't go pee on the lid. It's all right. And I get on the plane. There's literally, it's a 300 person plane. I'm guessing, I don't know, it was a lot. And guess how many people were on the plane? 12. 12 people on this plane. 12. Thanks, Delta liar. She lied. It's okay. I knew it. You gotta vibrate high. I stayed high like the airplane. That's it. I stayed at 30,000 feet. I didn't get pulled down to her sucky little, you know, murky, juju. No, ma'am. So now I'm excited. Okay. Then I get to Atlanta Airport. Get to the Atlanta Airport. Realize I'm going to manifest a flight. Right? I got a little sassy because of what I didn't know is there are certain times that the flights cut off and they don't fly all night. The airport actually is closed. No restaurants. They close the escalators down for cleaning. Everybody's cleaning. And I don't know what was happening, but the alarm in the terminal I was in was going off about every 12 minutes, telling us that there was an emergency and we would have to just stay tuned for the next announcement. There was never a next announcement. It literally was like a zombie land when I get off of the plane. The whole airport's closed. And I thought, okay, well, I mean, my next flight is, so we arrived at 11:30 p.m. and now my next flight is at 10 in the morning, which is fine. I got a little sassy there. So I ended up, I was trying to get up to the escalator for Terminal D. So I'm coming from B over to Terminal D. The D escalators are closed for cleaning. So when I'm in Terminal D, I think, okay, I'm going to take the elevator to get up. And so I get in the elevator. It starts to move and then it comes back. And so I thought, okay, that's weird. I think somebody and I were hitting the buttons at the same time because the flights were getting out and they were up in the terminal to come down, like strollers and things like that. A lot of people traveling with strollers. It was crazy. And so then all of a sudden the elevator gets stuck. And I think, this is it. This is how I'm going out. Like, is it because I was like putting the juju out there? Like, I don't want to go in a bathroom because it was tight and squeezy. And now this is, I'm going to bite it in this elevator. So I'm like, just take a breath. The door is going to open, open, open. Yep. I said it 3 times in my head and then the door opened. So I was like, okay, phew. So then I did get out of there. I ended up sleeping on the benches at my gate and it was fine. So I made it back. I just wanted to share those funny things. Oh, and then if you're still here, I get back. So I had ordered Spindy some flowers when I was in Montana for her birthday. So her birthday was Wednesday and I really liked the get well soon bouquet better than the birthday bouquets because there were certain flowers in there that I wanted her to have. And I thought, well, I'll just change the balloon at the end because they should ask which balloon you want. Well, it didn't ask. So I thought, well, they're not sending one. And so she gets the bouquet and it's a happy birthday card, flowers, and a get well soon balloon. All I could think of is my grandma saying, you a-hole. Oh my gosh, too funny. So funny. Woo. So that's been the good times. I appreciate your patience this week, and I look forward to the growth of this podcast. If you have friends or family that would be interested, feel free to share this. I have some videos on YouTube for the So Much Genergy channel. We're also posting podcast videos on there, and we are on Roku. So if you go to Roku, you can add a channel for the Lions Pride Network. And then the So Much Genergy channel on there has videos on there with Jeff Jones. He's put some amazing graphics on there. So I look forward to next week. Stay tuned for next week, which will be out on time. Just need a hot second. Remember, I was carrying rocks. Probably had sunburn from that spotlight on me too. So have a great week. Remember, slow down to speed up. Okay? I love you. I'm putting some good little juju out there for you. And I'll see you soon. Okay, bye!